Ian, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Benji. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm glad I managed to get in this morning. I think we've all had our load shedding
stories.
Yeah. So you know, Benji, what you said is so true, is that we get to the end of the year and we want to chill. We want to like just take a deep breath. We want to like just say, okay, 2019, let's put it behind us and let's hit the beach and that. But the reality is we live in such a connected world that unfortunately work doesn't stop. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, all the people that are going on holiday are still going to be connected. All the people that are going away or staying in Joburg or whatever you're doing, you are going to be relying on other people to be providing services to you. So those days of shutting down and not having anything to do while you're on holiday and chilling, it is actually a luxury these days. So the intention of this morning is to actually talk about the importance of checking out. And when I say checking out is you have to recharge your batteries as an individual. And that's really what I wanted to speak about, was taking that moment to reflect, taking mm-hmm. that moment to actually step back. And ironically, and I hate to say it because I'm trying to find as much positive energy, pun fully intended, out of this whole load shedding thing. But maybe there's a message behind this of that we need to disconnect. We need to take a step back from our emails, take a step back from
our social media.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just give us
nothing that
chance.
Quite like tells you that you're not on holiday by getting into an unusually nasty Facebook fight, you know, in December when you need to.
well, that's the thing. And I think that the whole purpose is if you are going away, make sure you do go away. And when I say you go away, that doesn't mean you leave your home and you take your laptop and your work and all of that, and you go and sit on the beach and you might as well have been at home. Be engaged with the environment, connect with the people that are around you. And also connect with yourself. And that's the most important thing, is actually to just think about, are you taking care of yourself? Because as we all know, we're all stressed. And I think we've got stress that's kind of sometimes out of our control. Mm-hmm. And I think we have to accept that stress that's out of our control. But we also need to give ourselves a break.
So, it's an interesting idea, giving yourself a break. You know, what does it mean? For some people, it means going shopping. For some people, it means sitting on the beach. Maybe other people means going for a hike. So how do you think about, intentionally? Because for some people, they're going to buy a large pack of potato chips and binge watch 10 hours of Netflix. Are there better or worse ways of actually giving yourself a break?
So I think binge watching Netflix with a bag of chips is right up my alley as well, and I'm with you on that one. But at the same time, you could pretty much do that throughout the year. And mm-hmm. when I say you could do that throughout the year, you've got to think of things that you could practically do while you're there. You know, how many people go to the coast for a holiday and don't go to the beach? You know, and for me, it's about being very mindful. You know, we aren't mindful these days. We kind of on autopilot. There are so many people I know that you will walk up to them and you will say, how are you? And are you being sincere? Are you being authentic? Do you really listen to what the person is saying? And likewise, do you respond authentically? So for me, to answer your question, is that rather than just kind of going and doing the normal, which will pull you back into your normal routines, is take yourself out of your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. So like you say, go for a hike. Do things that you wouldn't typically do, because what that'll do is it'll separate you from your day-to-day tasks and it'll give you the opportunity to refresh. And, you know, we talk about it. How often do you reboot your laptop? How often do you reboot your phone? You know, you need to actually give yourself that time to recharge, so that when we do come back in January, it doesn't feel like you hit the 1st of January and you feel like you've been working for 3 months.
No, oh, absolutely. Kate sending us a message saying, with all the load shedding, this is a whole completely switching off thing shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah.
I have to say it was actually fairly useful because, you know, obviously this show is quite early in the morning and normally I go to bed quite late. But thanks to the load shedding, that wasn't a problem. You could just go to bed nice and early. So let's talk about, intentional relaxing for a moment, and also I imagine intentional thinking about the next year, right?
Yeah.
We sort of have this useful, gap, I think, you know, between what's been the Jewish New Year, where you've kind of been able to focus spiritually, and we have, and then you've got the kind of secular New Year, and it's not actually badly spaced if you think about it. It's like 3 months since September, and so you can first of all see how you did in the 3 months, but it's also a great opportunity to think about things. Beaches are great for this, even if you've gone for a hike in Joburg. There actually are some great opportunities to really reflect on the year and think about what you need to do next year.
So I'm not a big fan of resolutions. I think a lot of people have got this thing about the New Year's resolutions. Let's go and sign up for a gym contract. Let's go on those diets. Let's do all of those things. Hazanati, is that your resolution?
Yeah. Someone actually tweeted that, I've signed up for gym, but I haven't lost any weight. Maybe I should go check what the problem is. I should actually go to the gym and check what the problem is.
All resolutions come down to I want to be richer and thinner,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. So for me, it's less about looking at a resolution. You know, like a resolution is something that actually sounds quite intense. For me, it's rather about looking at the year in totality. I was listening to you a bit earlier where you were reflecting on that we're coming to the end of a decade and we're actually going into the 20s, which sounds quite exciting, actually. You know,
yeah.
Like the 20s for me always sounded like a really cool time. Maybe we'll relive some of those memories. But I think the most important is to set goals, is to look at a baseline. So you've got to give yourself a baseline and how you measure success. And you also need to find ways of how you motivate yourself when things get crazy. And things are crazy at the moment, to be honest, is that we got to dig really deep. And I think most of us will admit we're scraping the bottom of the barrel to find that positivity. But if you have a plan, if you set yourself realistic goals for 2020 as an example, and you say, I'm going to commit to these, it makes it so much more tangible. It makes it so much more real. And that doesn't mean going and sitting on the beach now and writing a 100-page business plan. It's about looking at, as you say, reflecting what worked in 2019 and what didn't work so well. And then to isolate those two. And you know, it's really easy, Benji. You can even do this on the sand on the beach with a stick. Just draw two lists, you know, just draw a line in the sand, as they say. Nice one. On the left-hand side, write down all the positive things, all the things that you looked at in 2019 and said, wow, this was amazing. I did this. I achieved this. And then be honest with yourself. Be very critical of say, look, I did try this, but it really didn't work. And we're all guilty of this when I say it. But I think sometimes what we do is we don't want to admit our faults. We don't want to admit that something didn't work. But it's important to do that, because if you don't realize it, if you're not cognizant that you actually didn't achieve something, you'll make sure you don't do it again. So it's really about setting goals, as opposed to setting resolutions.
Yeah, and also I suppose how you set the goal is very important as well, right? Because you could just say, well, my goal is to be a millionaire next year. And then, you know, but you're still in debt and not making enough money and, you know, whatever it is. So actually being intentional about the goal process itself.
Absolutely. And I think there's something that you pull out of, that we pull out of business, and they're called SMART goals. And SMART is a lovely acronym because it actually helps you to make sure that, as you say, they're realistic. So what SMART stands for is your goals need to be specific. You need to be specific in terms of what you're trying to achieve. Equally, they've got to be measurable. You can't turn around and say, I want to build a business. You got to say, like, what size business? You know, you got to kind of give yourself something that you can measure yourself against. It's like running a race. If you say, I'm going to run a race, and you don't know if you're running 5Ks or 10Ks, how do you pace yourself? How do you work that out? The other thing is the goal has to be attainable. So to your point, Benji, is you have to make sure that you can't be unrealistic about saying, oh, I want to be a millionaire and sit on your backside and watch Netflix. You know, that's not going to work. Equally, they have to be realistic. You can't turn around and say that I want to solve world peace. It's not realistic. And make a time bound. You know, we're very fortunate that's one thing about what these calendar years do for us, is they give us times where we can actually set time frames and say, well, and don't make it by the end of 2020, I want to do this. Say by the end of the quarter, I want to have achieved this milestone. It's far easier to set a milestone, achieve it, and then pat yourself on the back reassess and then move on to the next milestone, then setting one goal.
It mustn't be like Brexit, where you just get an extension and then another extension.
No, that's just like I think this is just going to become you don't do a Brexit goal.
Brexit goals are not on
Brexit
cards.
Goals are not on the cards this year.
Now, what about sort of? You know, I think that there's also a temptation to be kind of very analytic around you, which is what we're talking about, which is quite useful. But I also find that if you go on holiday, sometimes just sort of not doing anything or daydreaming or whatever can actually also be the time of year where you can come up with stuff you hadn't thought about before or become re-inspired to maybe carry on with a project. And there's also that element to it is sort of engaging but not engaging, which can be sort of hard to do but important.
That's great that you mentioned that, and that's been really part and parcel of the messages that I've been giving during these sessions throughout the year. Is live the moment, like really embrace a bit of spontaneity, you know, and don't set a rigid time frame. And a rigid like structure around and say, well, I have to do this, and if I don't do that, then it's a failure. Allow yourself to be bold. Take a leap forward. You know, we live in such a fast-paced environment. Sometimes people are not even going to notice whether you made a mistake or not.
Right.
You know, I'm very much into how technology plays a role in business and that. And I was just reading how there's been so much fanfare about all the devices that get launched. Yet every single device that's been launched in the last year and probably before that has had faults, has had probably more issues. You know, I just saw the new MacBook that's been launched has got like more issues than no wonder they've never massive launch for it, but people are still buying them. You know, so the point being is that you can still be successful, but be honest. You know what I mean? Say, look, I tried something. It didn't work. And there's a lovely word that come out of the startup world, which I've used a couple of times on the show. It's about pivoting.
Mm-hmm.
Pivoting is a nice way for startups to say we failed and we've changed direction. So pivot a bit. You know, have that flexibility within your goals and your milestones to say, you know what, if I didn't get to the guest house, using an analogy of going on, if I didn't get to the guest house I wanted to go to, let's try the next one.
Right.
And just be inquisitive, be curious about life.
Well, there you go. That is a great holiday message, Inbass. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us that perspective.
You're most welcome. Thank you, Benji.